What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went, what?
Oh, it just went out of control. Okay. That's all there is to it.
Now, what about an explosion? You might say pieces of metal went.
Well, it's a big explosion, like we had up here in the fire. That was terrible, devastating.
Well, what happened?
Well, they'll never know. They had to federal me and state me and everything else in there.
You mean somebody? You think somebody put a bomb?
No, it was inside gas.
I see.
Propane gas, and it tore up half the property. Wilded that Chevrolet place all to pieces. Tore up a bunch of new cars and it wilded the bank all to pieces.
When was that? Did that happen?
About 4 or 5 years ago. Uh-huh. Wilded the top off the depot first out here, tore down part of them big buildings there. Well, the meter off that building, I guess 300 yards, and I was before my house burned down. And I thought my propane tank exploded at the back, and I went running out the front door and went around there and looked and hollered at my two boys in the other room to get up quick. They jumped on the water and I don't know. I couldn't find that. I said, just turn the radio on, you'll find it. That was terrible. Mm-hmm. And in 5 minutes' time, they was calling for help. They didn't have no electric, no water, no phones out. Busted the main lines there. Mm-hmm. And the telephone cable was going right to the back of the building and also the big pipeline. That is all they had is shortwave radio to get out home.
Good gracious, that must have really been something.
It was.
What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Well, they call it a haunted house, but I don't believe in haunts.
Okay.
I went and spent a night in a haunted house a lot of time to show people there wasn't no such thing as haunts.
And you never heard anything?
No. Anything you hear, you can saw it if you try.
Yeah.
If you ain't too scared.
let's see. A person might be afraid to walk past the cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see
a haunt. Okay. But there's no such thing. God told you that in the Bible. When you die, you can't come back. That's a great gulf. You can't come back. So why should we be that they're a haunt there when we know they ain't.
I agree with you. What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
They call it a jinx.
Okay. And what do people call a person who's supposed to make bad luck happen?
He's a jinxed person, too.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Now, there's two sides to that. Now, I don't know if it's in the Bible, period, but I've never seen nothing against it. And we do today, and the government and the army accept common law, husband and wife. Use you as a demonstration. I don't even know you. Just say me and you fell in love, but yet we just didn't want to get married. We just go on also tell other people we are married. We just live together. That's the same thing. If we in gratitude of that and harmony of that, it's just, I think it's the same thing as marriage. And you raise your children, they're just as legal as was if you and I were to marry them.
Mm-hmm.
But to you, I'm still using you, understand? I don't think I'm throwing nothing.
Oh, no.
All right, just say you was a rough type woman and got out, ended out a husband, had a baby, you'd be called a bastard child.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can take either answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Two things, the undertaker and the morgue.
Okay. What do you call the box that a corpse is put into for burial?
Two things, one arm's a casket and one arm's a coffin.
Okay. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Two things, graveyard or cemetery.
Okay. What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?